It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. Protests at ICE facilities in California are expected to continue as demonstrators and politicians speak out against current Trump administration policies. Capital Public Radio's Randall White has more.
The push to do away with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency is fallout from the uproar over the separation of migrant families at detention centers along the U.S.-Mexico border. California Senator Kamala Harris has suggested a redesign of the agency should be considered. Los Angeles Councilman Mike Bonin was arrested on Monday outside an ICE detention center. He says it was an act of patriotism. Protesters in San Francisco have formed a human chain around the ICE facility on Sansom Street. Oakland-based activist Kat Brooks was at the San Francisco demonstration. She says the protests are not centrally organized, but will likely be around for a while.
Across the nation, we're seeing occupations of ICE buildings as people resist the inhumane zero-tolerance policy of the Sessions Trump agenda.
President Trump says ICE plays an important role in maintaining the nation's security. A spokesperson for ICE says the demonstrations have not disrupted operations and that ICE respects the rights of all people to voice their opinion without interference. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
The fires blazing in Northern California have doubled the total acreage burned so far to well over 100,000 acres statewide. With a large portion of the state impacted by moderately bad air, Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports that health officials are asking people to rethink holiday plans when smoke is present.
Everyone should reduce the time they spend outdoors when smoke from fires is visible and can easily be smelled. That's the message health officials are giving out, even if you're healthy. Thomas Hall is with the Sacramento Metropolitan Air Quality Management District.
If you smell smoke, then you're breathing it. You can be outside if it's not too bad, but you don't necessarily want to do heavy exertion. Of course, we want everyone to have fun on the holiday, but just be aware in case it's smoky.
Hall says smoke is especially harmful to kids, older adults, and people with existing health conditions. He adds breathing in particulate matter can increase the risk of heart attacks. Health precautions from smoke from the Northern California wildfires are in effect through Sunday. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.